I would be very frank with you. I think that's a major concern for Canada at the moment, because, and that's the point I was alluding to in my remarks, is that with the economic meltdown, whatever we do here, and we're very proud of our partnering with the community, we are preoccupied that the impact will be minimized because of the economic meltdown, and that is why I was saying what is even more important is for the government to liberate, as I said, those moderates within its organization that are committed to bringing and sticking to an economic blueprint that will be more conducive to private investment, more inviting to investment, whether it's the mining sector, whether it's the farming sector, whether it's the manufacturing sector. And by referring to tolerance, what I meant by that was the importance of tapping in all of the forces of Zimbabwe, whether it's the old or the young, whether it's the urban or the rural, whether it's men or women, and Zimbabweans of all colors. I think there's a time for recognition of all the forces in the, and those that are committed.